As we've reported, Democrats are trying to whittle down the price tag of their social spending bill. And among the ideas that could be cut is a national paid family leave program. President Biden originally proposed 12 weeks. As we've reported, Democrats have tentatively agreed to cut that to 4 weeks, and even further cuts are still under consideration. As this hangs in the balance, we checked in with people across the country about how this issue has impacted their lives.
Hi, I'm Raina Boston. I am from Tampa, Florida, and I work in human resources for a professional services firm.
My name is Chris Garcia. I live in Denver, Colorado, and I am a mechanical assembler, and I am also a ramp agent for a major airline company.
My name is Naya Marshall. I am a restaurateur from the great city of Detroit, Michigan.
My name is Christina Hayes. I'm from Inkster, Michigan. At my previous job, I was working in a call center for a cable company, and I did not have access to paid leave at that time. So I had to work and struggle because I'm a lupus warrior.
Between both jobs, I maybe have 3 weeks total, but not necessarily concurrently.
I am 2 weeks postpartum, so I have a two-week-old. And I am on my second week of paid leave. We have, I believe, a total of 14 weeks paid total. We can go up to 6 months unpaid after that point. And it's been a huge difference between my previous postpartum experiences. I have two other children.
I am a small business. I own a restaurant in the city of Detroit called Ivy Kitchen and Cocktails. We do not offer paid leave currently. We simply can't afford it. Restaurant margins are already small. And since the pandemic, they've even gotten more narrow, if you will.
And so in 2009, I actually had to take my dad off of life support while I was at work. So at the time, I worked as an assistant manager for an auto parts company. And I had been requesting some time off for several months to try and go down and be with my father. Unfortunately, I kept getting denied.
Treatment for lupus includes like regular doctor visits, chemo treatments, steroid treatments. So due to not having paid leave, I was not going to my doctor appointments and getting my checkups that I needed. And it came down to the point where my health made the decision for me, and then I ended up passing out at work and had to be taken out on a stretcher.
I didn't even get to see them, you know, really bury my father. Because I left to come back to work. So all in all, I ended up out of work for almost a week, about a week and a half. And financially, it took me almost 6.5 months to recover.
So going into this leave, knowing that I had 14 weeks paid, not only did it reduce the stress, but I also felt valued as a person who just happens to be the part of a partnership that gives birth, that my time and my contributions are valuable.
Most small business owners, we're not rich, we're not wealthy. You know what I mean? Most of us do what we do because we love it. And I know my restaurant is a labor of love for my community. You know what I mean? I'm not getting rich off of it at all. And so if I were forced to do something like that, then I would really strongly have to evaluate the total cost of implementing that program. And it might even actually close my doors. I'm not sure.
Those personal stories are a good illustration of what this debate over paid family leave is all about. Let's widen out now to look at the larger situation in the U.S. Jody Hyman studies this as part of her work at the World Policy Analysis Center at UCLA. Jody Hyman, welcome to the NewsHour. First of all, give us a sense of how much of the developed world already does offer some sort of paid leave for employees.
Nearly the entire world, not just high-income countries, but low- and middle-income countries offer paid leave. So 181 countries out of 192 offer paid sick leave. Even more, 185 offer paid maternity leave. About half as many paid leave for dads. It's overwhelmingly what countries do.
There's still a lot we don't know about what Congress is discussing, and certainly not what they're going to end up with. But the reporting is that what was in the original proposal, 12 weeks of paid family leave, they're looking at cutting that possibly to 4 weeks. How much difference would that make?
Going down to 4 weeks would be a huge loss. I think we just have to think about the circumstances. First, someone getting sick. If someone has cancer, they're not going to be treated and well 4 weeks later. If someone has a heart attack, being able to return to physical labor that fast, not likely. And importantly, we know we can afford it. Again, over 130 countries actually offer 12 weeks or more. So how can they afford it? Because it saves money to do it, among other things. It makes people healthier. But we wouldn't have had the kind of shutdowns with COVID if we'd had better paid sick leave.
And again, we don't know how much government subsidy could end up being involved. But as we heard from small business owners like Naya Marshall, one of the Americans we heard from a minute ago, they are concerned that if they have to do this, it could cost them so much, they might not be able to keep their business open.
I think it's incredibly important to speak to small businesses on this. And here's what I'd like to say to our colleagues who own or run small businesses. Again, nearly all the world covers small business without exemption for size. Why? Because government helps. So the restaurateur we heard from, she shouldn't have to pay the paid leave. That's what the social insurance system is for, and that's how most of the world does it. They do it in ways that government support for the insurance system means it's not coming out of the pockets of small business. Importantly, small business can save money because their workers will be healthier, because there'll be less spread of infectious disease, there'll be less chronic illness, their health care costs can come down.
And Jody Hyman, one of the arguments we've heard from some Republican members of Congress is they might be willing to go along with parental leave, a parent leaving to take care of a child, but not so much for family leave or for caregiving for another family member. What about that, making that distinction?
I think it's important we talk about all three elements, the parental leave, which you've already mentioned, the paid sick leave. I want to highlight again, we just came out this pandemic, you know, trillions of dollars because of the spread. We are one of the few countries, all the countries that didn't have national sick leave, they did worse in the pandemic. So there's a lot of savings in pandemic years, but also in regular years with influenza, diarrheal disease, lower rates of chronic conditions. What about the third kind of leave, leave for a family member who's sick? I think one thing we can think about is, can that leave be shared across multiple family members? So for each family member, it's shorter, but the total amount of leave is there.
And no question, we are looking at many, in many cases, at individuals at the lower end of the income scale, the ones who most need this kind of support. Jody Hyman, who's with the World Policy Analysis Center at UCLA, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Judy.